If your kids are too young for Monopoly, then you might want to try a little Justin Roberts. He is a large figure in the admittedly preschool-sized world of children's music. His seventh CD, called Jungle Jim, comes out today, and our kids' music reviewer, Stephen Shepherd, thinks it has an enduring appeal.
It's Thursday, and the rain is starting. Can't hardly wait for kindergarten.
While there are a few differences between a great song for adults and one for families, the amount of cursing, perhaps, they're often similar. Take, for example, the opening track, We Go Duck. With an infectious chorus, elegant rhymes, and hand claps, it's a perfect summer party song. It just happens to be about Duck Duck Goose. Roberts avoids lesson songs and instead paints spot-on portraits of how kids view the big and small events of their lives. Haircuts, broken arms, or temporarily losing one's mom at the shopping mall. And even though summer's just beginning, I can't stop listening to the instant Halloween classic, Trick or Treat.
My mother watches us from the front sidewalk. My brother's nervous so he can hardly talk. But I'm just a ghost in an old bed sheet.
Roberts' greatest songwriting gift, however, is the way he tells these stories from a child's perspective, without sacrificing the perspective of adults. Sleepoverland starts out anticipating the adventures the youthful protagonist will have at an upcoming slumber party.
We'll make a maze of pillowcases, tie blankets to chairs with our shoelaces, holding flashlights up to our faces.
But the adult listener will recognize the mixture of bravado and vulnerability in the boy's desire to set up a string can phone back to his house so his parents can tell him how much they miss him.
Back at home, Mom and Dad are probably wondering what I'm doing right now. And if they could, I'm sure they would hook up a soup can to a string that stretches all the way. They'd say hello, hello, hello. We really miss you. Hello, hello, hello. We want to kiss you.
With this album, Roberts continues to craft masterpieces in miniature, the sonic equivalent to A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh or Kevin Henkes' children's stories. Like those books, Roberts' songs are likely to reach across and through generations.
Well, who knew when we came to a stop? Somewhere they'd be giving me lollipops that were covered in hair. And they'd put me in a chair and they'd raise me in the air like I'm some pony on a carousel just spinning at the fair. But I am not. I'm a regular kid and I don't know what I did to be stuck here with this man who has sharp objects in his hand. Guess I'm getting a new haircut. Uh-oh.
Stephen Shepherd writes about kids' music at zooglobal.com. He reviewed the CD Jungle Jim by Justin Roberts.
Well, it just don't seem fair that I have to sit and stare, though they try to distract me some. There's a mirror right there, and they've wrapped me in this thing, and they've tied it with a string where there's no place for me to put my arms. Why do they want to do me harm when, whoa, that wasn't enough? They just sprayed me with some stuff. So put away your spray bottle. I don't want to be no magazine model. No kid getting a new haircut. Oh, looks great with both eyes shut. They go chop, 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 chop.